Good morning. It is a day the Lord hath made. And I say it a lot, and I mean it a lot. Ain't you glad to be a Christian this morning? If you're not, I hope you plan on becoming a Christian, because it is good to be a Christian. It is good to be saved. It is good to know what God has in store for you as a Christian. And that's kind of the topic of the day is, are you prepared? Are you prepared? And we talk about how there's a sermon and everything. Well, I was standing out behind the water plant the other day, and the water's been up quite a bit and going over the new dam that was constructed. And there's always geese, and here was these two little ducks out there, swimming around, whatever. And man, there they go, right toward that. I think, man, what are they going to do? They're going to go right over that. And they went, flew away. I thought, there's a sermon right there, because God had them prepared for that. And I apply it to our lives today. God has prepared a way for every one of you. Everyone, lost or saved. He has prepared a way for us to be in His presence. For us to have salvation. For us to have joy. As we talked about in our class, to have joy when there's no happiness. To have joy when there doesn't seem to be hope in this world. Because He prepared a way that we can have hope. We can have encouragement. We can have knowledgeable truths to stand upon that is infallible, that won't rumble out from under our feet. Rock solid truth. So I'm going to be reading out of Matthew chapter 3. And I was so encouraged about the song that was played first on the Jumbotron up here. Says living He loved me. He's preparing a way. Dying He saved me. And buried, He carried my sins far away. All three of those things I could not do by myself. You could not do by yourself. One day He is coming. Oh, glorious day. He knows that day. How does He know that day? Because He prepared that day. He's already there waiting on you, Ron. Waiting on you, Miss Patty. Waiting on each and every one of you that have received Him or are going to receive Him. There is a way. He prepared a way. So, Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, I'm going to read from. And all those that are able, if you would stand for the reading of His Word. Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. It'll be very familiar to you. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you again for the opportunity together in your name here in this place that you have provided for us. You provide every stone and stick, every effort, and you provided it all. We give you praise and honor and glory this morning, Lord. I ask for you to stir us with you in the Holy Spirit, Lord. Move upon us as only you can. Stir within us. Help to be receptive this morning. Pray for those that couldn't be here today for whatever reasons. I pray for those that still in their homes maybe listening this morning. Just bless and move upon them. Because God's blessings are not confined to the walls of a building. God's blessings are unnumbered, innumerable. Pray for our pastor this morning. I know he got up this morning. He'd have rather been here than where he's at. But bless him and continue to bless his home and his ministry. I ask again, Lord, that you forgive me. And these favors we ask in Christ's name. Amen. He says, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. God gave himself as Jesus to be the sacrifice that we couldn't do. Agreed? I think everybody understands that and agrees with that. He made the way. God did that. We didn't beg for God to send us a sacrifice. We didn't try to create one. Well, we tried to create one of our own. But God, on his own, without asking us, without seeking our opinion, he knew our needs. He prepared the way by how? By sending Jesus. Sending his son. He came himself in the flesh, in the man of Jesus Christ, to shed his blood, his perfect blood. Why did he have to do it? Because there was no perfect blood on this earth. There is no way to obtain perfect blood on this earth except it be from God himself through Jesus Christ. Amen this morning. Amen. God gave himself the Holy Spirit. Think about that. We talk about the Holy Spirit. I'm trying to get my verbiage more to realize that God and the Holy Spirit are different. They are not. God is one. The Holy Spirit is God in the Spirit. And where is the Spirit when you get saved? In us. So think about it. He prepared the way. He himself indwells you. The creator of all indwells you this day. Isn't that humbling? Isn't that a thought? He prepares the way. The word prepare in the Strong's Concordance in the Greek, in the New Testament Greek, means to provide or make ready. He done that. He made a way. He made the sacrifice. He made the way available for each one of us. Man, I think about all the times I thought I had it by, thought I had the tiger by the tail, as they say. And all I know it was my own. I was just chasing it in a circle. You ever watch a dog chase his tail? And a lot of you have done that too. It says, let's listen to Matthew. Listen to what Jesus says to us in Matthew 25. I'm going to read 31 through 46, and we're going to see some more examples of what God has prepared. Matthew 25, verses 31 through 46 says, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divided his sheep from his goats. Verse 33 says, and he shall set the goats or the sheep on the right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you and the foundation of the world. Isn't that a powerful scripture right there? It was prepared for you. It's prepared for you. It is prepared for you whether you're saved or not. He prepared that place for you because he prepared the way that you can be there, that you can be in his presence. But as we read on, says, for I was hungered and you gave me thirst. You gave me meat. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. Naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, and in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer unto them, shall say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. What is his commandments? Love God with all your heart and love your neighbor likewise. That's what he's talking about right there. That's how we show that we love Jesus, that we are committed to Jesus, is by taking care of one another. He's talking about our neighbors. And our neighbors ain't just the people that go to church with you. Our neighbors ain't just who lives next door to you. Our neighbors is everybody out there and everybody in here. That's what he was talking about right there. So as we read on, and the king shall answer and say, I read that, you have done it to me. 41, then shall he say also unto them on the left hand. Now listen, this is for anybody here this morning that maybe has not been saved, has not followed the way that is prepared, has not received the forgiveness of sin through the blood of Jesus. Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire. Listen to that word. Look at that word right there. I'm going to read that again. Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. That place was not prepared for you, but that place is where you'll end up if you do not receive Jesus Christ as Savior. It was prepared for the devil, and everybody in the world knows the devil's bad, whether they worship him or not, because they think they'll get I don't know what they think. But he prepared that place for the devil and his angels. That place was not prepared for you, but he just says, that's where you'll go to spend eternity if you may not be saved. And right now is the best time to get saved. Right now. If anybody's here this morning, hear the words from Jesus' mouth. Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devils and his angels. And it goes on to say, As I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, ye clothed me not. Sick and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto them? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to the one of the least of these, ye did it not unto me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. The ways are prepared. Are you? Are you prepared? Because there's a place prepared for you. And as I was studying that, reading that out, it made me realize that if you're not saved, if you're not prepared in the way of salvation, you are prepared in the way of eternal separation. You are prepared for the way of the devil and his angels. That ought to make the hair raise up on the back of your neck. That was prepared for the evil of evil, the bad of bad, the worst of worst. 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, But as it is written, now listen what he's saying here. But as it is written, what's he referring to there? Do we all understand that that's the Bible? That's the Word of God that has been prepared for us to have guidance from. We was talking earlier about how do I strengthen my faith? By reading the Word. By what you eat. And I'm talking consuming the Word of God. It's by how can I strengthen my faith? It's by who you hang out with, so to speak. Where do you spend your time? What do you put in front of your eyes, maybe on your TV screen? What do you put in front of your eyes in a book you might read? You strengthen your faith by focusing on, as Ken taught, Right there. Right there. You focus right here, you'll not see anything that will lead you astray. You put your focus over here, and I know they don't show anything bad here, but in your homes or wherever it might be, that will lead you astray. 2:9 As it is written, now listen, eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of men the things which God hath what? Prepared for them that love him. Now, we know that God is good. We say that in our prayers. God is good. How's that prayer go? God is good. God is great. God is good. Everything. Yeah. We know that. We teach it to our children. The world wanting to teach them otherwise, but let's stay focused on the point at hand. Prepared for them that loved him. God has prepared for them that loved him. Now, the God of good, the God of righteous, the God of agape love that can't be comprehended by us, because it says we can't understand with our eyes or see with our eyes or hear with our ears the glories that what God has prepared for you. And often, I probably said this before, but I often said, think of the best thing that brings you happiness or goodness or whatever. The best thing you can think of, the best scenario that man can imagine, and heaven is better than that by more and more and more than we can comprehend. It says, eye has not seen or ear heard what God hath prepared. Remember, the focus, if you don't get anything out of this today, remember, God has prepared, and if he has prepared something for you, it is good. They say, what? Well, he said he prepared a place for the devil and his angels. He didn't prepare that for you, but you might end up there. Because you're already heading there if you're not saved this day. One scripture, Matthew, I didn't have this one wrote down, but I thought of it earlier. Ken brought it to my mind. Chapter 3 says, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He didn't come down here to point fingers at you. He says, you ain't doing good. You ain't doing good. He came here. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That's just what John the Baptist was preaching. Prepares the way of the Lord. He was talking about Jesus coming. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. You already are. I remember growing up, and as I was learning, John Arnold would just teach me a lot. Just, you know, in everyday living, he always had a little message to share. And I used to think my path to heaven was like this. There was a T right there. Either I'm going to choose that way or that way. That's not it at all. It's not a T, folks. It's not. You don't go there and make a choice. You're already on that pathway to hell. As harsh as that might sound or whatever, unpolitical, you are already on your way to hell. All humankind was on their way to hell. There's a road that goes this way. And that's where Jesus is at. And you can turn off of your path that you're on right now. The way that was prepared for whom? The devil and his angels. You can make an abrupt turn and go to heaven. And go for the way that God prepared for those who love him. For those who have come into repentance. Psalm 23:5, real familiar, says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. That's a good thing when your cup's running over. That means you've got abundance. That means you've got enough. That means you got more than enough. God has prepared for us more than enough to get us to heaven, to get us off of that path that's prepared for the devil and his angels. And in closing, we're going to go to John chapter 14. Now listen what Jesus says. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Do you believe him this day? Do you believe in the blood of Jesus Christ that God has prepared for you to go to heaven? Do you believe that this morning? I pray that you do. In my Father's house, Jesus is saying, in heaven there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. You hear that word, prepare. You've got a place prepared in heaven by Jesus himself, provided by God through Jesus' shed blood. Do you hear that this morning? Oh, I got my little preacher fired up there. I'm about done. He can take over here in just a minute. Says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And he would have. Does God hold anything back from us? God does not hide anything from us. God provides everything for us. God prepared the way for us to go to be with him. He did it. We didn't do nothing. He did it. Are you prepared this morning? Good to see you, Allison. So glad to see you. Says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. And what else does it say? He don't just come again. He receives us. Think about that, man. That is goes right back into where we can't comprehend. The one that hung on the cross, that shed his blood for us, that made the only pathway for us to get to heaven right there, is going to come and receive you, Miss Patty. He's going to come and receive you, Tiffany. He's going to come and receive you, Lucinda, and every other Christian person here this morning. I pray that this will be encouraging for you as we go on in this world. We've seen things going on out there we've never saw before. Never. Hope we never see it again, but I think we're going to see worse. But that's not the way God prepared for you. God prepared that for the devil and his angels. He prepared a way for us to stand in glory, to sit near the throne, to walk the streets of pearl. Unimaginable. Are you prepared this morning? Are you prepared? Don't be afraid to ask your friends and neighbors, are they prepared? Just show them scriptures. You don't have to do any more than that. Show them scriptures. Let the word of God speak to their hearts. And whether I go, ye know, and the way, ye know. Now, we learned this morning in our Sunday school class, he prepared a way. We learned in the sermon this morning, he prepared the way. We got to keep encouraging each other with that. For when those days when our bodies are not happy, something's hurting, something's happened to make you sad, whatever is in this world, it will fade away. But God has prepared a perfect and righteous way for us. And that's through the blood of Jesus Christ. Bottom line, single point of contact is Jesus Christ. Want to get a song? Lessons like that, sermons like that, when I'm looking over things, I was talking with Debbie coming down the road this morning, is how encouraging these words are to me. I'm sure Dave would tell you the same thing. If you was here in Sunday school, you heard me talk about our measure of faith, faith of mustard seed or the faith of Abraham. This shows me lessons like this and sermons like this and topics we have on Wednesday night and Anytime you get in the Word of God, it'll show me when I think my faith is up here, it'll show me my faith is very minute, very shallow. And on the other side of that, it shows me the depth of my sin. And I hope it shows you the depth of your sin, because we all got sin deeper than we think. We really do. We got to understand that the only way is through the blood of Jesus. How do we strengthen our faith? By eating the right food. How do we strengthen our faith? By talking with one another, being encouraged with one another, and studying the Word of God. It's all there. It's all there.